Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Josh. This is Valerie. I'm calling about the brochure that you asked me to send to the printers. I've been looking it over, and there seem to be several errors. First, the brochure lists the price of our J50 portable heater as $78, but the company website has it listed as $68. Also, I believe the picture above the HS35 ceiling fan listing is actually a photo of the HS40. Finally, the brochure has a listing for the A70 air conditioner, but that model was discontinued last year. Obviously, I will hold off on sending in the brochure until I hear back from you, so please call me as soon as you get this.
Number 71. What item's listing has an incorrect photograph? Number 72. What does the speaker say about the A70 model? Number 73. According to the message, what is the speaker going to do now? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Thanks for attending this unveiling of the new smartphone by Lex Electronics, the Polaris 4. My name is Elizabeth Monroe, and I was the head of the design team for this new model. It's my great honor to be able to show you all of the phone's innovative features, such as its amazing 3D display. You won't believe it. We expect this new model to exceed sales of our current bestseller, the Polaris 3, by the end of this year. And, to celebrate its launch, we're going to give each of you a coupon that entitles you to receive $100 off the retail price of a new Polaris 4 smartphone.
Number 74. Where is the talk taking place? Number 75. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"You won't believe it"?
Number 76. What will the listeners receive? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Well, everyone, that concludes your Smiling Cow Cheese Factory experience. Now, get ready for something truly special. On the other side of the door, you'll find more than 50 varieties of cheese produced on site. You're welcome to taste whatever you like and, of course, purchase some to take home with you. On your way out, you'll pass by the pasture. Please be sure to offer some grass to our cows. They've worked hard to bring you this delicious cheese.
Number 77. Where is the talk taking place? Number 78. What will take place next? Number 79. What are listeners encouraged to do before they leave? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I have one final announcement before we conclude today's meeting. Our CEO has accepted my suggestion that all of us in customer service be given our own personal office. Our department manager, Miss Butcher, explained to the CEO how this change could help us enhance our reputation in terms of meeting the demands of our customers. Consequently, the marketing department will develop a commercial in which our customers throw huge parties to celebrate how hospitable we are. Offices will be apportioned on a first-come, first-served basis, so to select which one you want, grab a request form from Miss Butcher's office as soon as you can.
Number 80. What will the company give the listeners? Number 81. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 82. According to the speaker, why should listeners go to Ms. Butcher's office? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following radio broadcast.
Welcome to Entertainment Talk. Tonight, we'll be speaking to members of the famous Atom family. The Atom family has performed at the Mackenzie Auditorium every summer, but this year the concert will not feature the voice of Fatima Atom. It will instead be a guitar recital by her brothers. The music is taken from their upcoming album, Dance Without Words. The brothers will speak on tonight's show about this album and about guitarists who have inspired them. Later, they will answer your questions and play three of the tunes from the new album right here in the studio. But first, we'll talk to actor-turned-director Molly Hansen about her recent movie.
Number 83. Who most likely is Fatima Atom? Number 84. What does the speaker say about the brothers? Number 85. What will listeners most likely hear next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Thanks for coming to this workshop on public speaking. The park owner has recruited me to help you become more entertaining and adaptable tour guides. Basically, the better the job you do, the better the guests will feel about their visit. First, we will discuss jokes and stories you can tell during the tour to make your guests laugh and feel comfortable. Then, we'll role-play through some possible difficult situations that you might face. Throughout the workshop, we'll be quite active, especially as we practice our scripts. That's why we didn't schedule a meal break. However, I was told there are snacks available in the lobby.
Number 86. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 87. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 88. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"There are snacks available in the lobby"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
I appreciate everyone finding the time to participate in this computer training workshop. Before you leave, please take a few moments to complete the comment cards included inside your package of course materials. Your input will be very beneficial in helping us refine our teaching techniques for the course. I'd also like to inform you of a seminar that will be introduced this fall. It is a full-day seminar entitled Advanced Corporate Strategies. It covers all the practical tips needed to accomplish your business objectives. You can read about all the other workshops and training seminars available to company staff in the document I'm going to pass out now.
Number 89. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 90. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 91. What will the speaker most likely do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk. Welcome, everyone, to your first day at Trident Manufacturing. My name is Dave Sparks, and I'm the HR manager here at the factory. I'll be giving you a tour of the building here this morning, and I'll also be providing you with information about our company's wide range of products as well as its goals over the next decade. At noon, we'll take a break for lunch. We have a staff cafeteria, but there are also some coffee shops and restaurants nearby. You have several options. At 2 p.m., you'll all be sent to your respective departments, where you'll be introduced to your direct supervisors. I hope you all have an enjoyable day. Number 92. Who are the listeners? Number 93. What does the speaker mean when he says, "You have several options"? Number 94. What will the listeners do this afternoon? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and list.
Before we start our hike today, I need to remind you about some guidelines you need to follow when hiking through Deerhorn National Park. First of all, please do not drop any litter anywhere. Not only does this ruin the park's natural appearance, but it also poses a danger to local wildlife. Also, visitors are not permitted to remove any local plants from the park without written permission from the ranger's office. Finally, please be careful when walking along the trail. Some of the ground is a little damp, and I don't want anyone to slip and fall. Now, let's get going. This is the easiest trail in the park, so we should be back within a few hours.
Number 95. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 96. What does the woman warn the listeners about? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which trail will the listeners see today? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and diagram.
I've called this department meeting because a staff member informed me that our bins are not being emptied. That employee was unhappy because it makes our workplace look very untidy and unprofessional. I have to agree. I came down to check the bins early this morning, and I was disappointed to see that most of them were almost full. In fact, I had to empty the green one myself because it was overflowing. To ensure that these bins are being emptied regularly, I'm going to post this emptying schedule next to them. Please take a moment to check it.
Number 98. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which bin did the speaker empty earlier? Number 100. What will the speaker do next?